Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 72, talking about walls going up to the ceiling or not. The Gemara says they challenged this previous Amoraim from the following Braisa. Rav Yehuda HaSabar said, HaSabar, the notes explain, the thinker because of his sharp mind, Rashi explains, we should all be zochet to have good titles that emulates good characteristics that we all have, side point. So Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar said, Bishamai Bisila did not disagree about walls that reach the ceiling, that they need an air for each group. About what did they disagree about partitions that do not reach the ceiling? Bishamai say, an Erev is needed for each group, while Bisila say, one Erev suffices for all of them. When partitions do not reach the ceiling, they have a disagreement if they need to have an Erev for each group or for all of them. But when they reach the ceiling, that they all agree that they need an Erev for each group. To me, it brings to mind the idea about going to the top, going to the ceiling, reaching the ceiling, reaching the top, reaching your full zenith, your full potential. We only have 120 years, we should be zocha, here, in this life in Olam Hazeh. Will we reach our full potential? Will we reach our full zenith? Will we reach our full capability? After 120 years, they're not going to ask you, why weren't you more like Yankel Shmerel? But they're going to ask you, if your name is Joe, why weren't you more like Joe? You could have done so much, Joe. Why weren't you more of a Joe than you could have been? Look at this sefer you could have written. Look at these shows you could have done. Look at this writing you could have accomplished. Look at all these things you could have done. Why weren't you more like Joe? We don't want that to happen. We need to tap into our talents, our capabilities, our inherent qualities and inherent things that we're good at and things that we love. Bring it to the world, because we don't want Hashem to ask us and take us to task. I gave you this life. What did you do with it? What did you use your time for? What did you use your hands, your capabilities, your good talents, your love of things in life for? Again, if somebody loves speaking, why are they working in mathematics at a desk thinking about numbers? If somebody loves writing, then why are they involved being a bank teller? If somebody loves trains, why are they working as a food server in the food court? You have to use your loves, use your capabilities, use your talents to reach your ceiling potential, to reach your zenith of your capability. Hashem wants you to reach your full potential. That's what our life and our mission in this life is, to take what we love, do what we love, and help out the world, help out those around us, fix our traits in the meantime also, but take it and make ourselves do something to help the world, to fix the world, but utilizing our talents. Our mission in life might be to take what we love, take our qualities, take our capabilities to do something in the world with. I love speaking. I love audio. I love radio. So I'm doing these podcasts. Hopefully on some tiny, tiny level, maybe I'm doing something that could be helpful towards an ultimate mission of 120 years. If you love writing, you love speaking, you love anything in this world, you love books, you love anything, you love blogs, you love food, what are you going to do with it? The Gemara says here, talking about the ceiling, reaching the ceiling, reaching the top. How are we going to reach the top? What can we do to reach the top? Try to tap into your inner spark, your inner potential, your inner drives. Think about what your passions are. Try to use them for good. Try to use them to make a difference in this world. And maybe everyone can agree that you reached your ceiling, you reached your potential after 120 years. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 73 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.